The peril of side businesses. No soldier on service gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to satisfy the one who enlisted him, RSV. Thus the apostle emphasized the minister's need of unreserved consecration to the master's service. He is not striving for earthly riches. His one desire is to bring to the indifferent and the disloyal the realities of eternity. He may be asked to engage in enterprises which promise large worldly gain, but he returns the answer, "What shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul?" Satan presented this inducement to Christ, knowing that if he accepted it, the world would never be ransomed. And under different guises he presents the same temptation to God's ministers today, knowing that those who are beguiled by it will be false to their trust. The love of money is the root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. By example as well as by precept, the ambassador for Christ is to charge the rich in this world not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on uncertain riches but on God who richly furnishes us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good deeds, liberal and generous, RSV. Paul's heart burned with love for sinners, and he put all his energies into the work of soul winning. The blessings he received he used in blessing others. From place to place he went, establishing churches. Wherever he could, he sought to counteract wrong and to turn men and women to righteousness. The apostle made it part of his work to educate young men for the ministry. He took them on his missionary journeys, and thus they gained experience that enabled them to fill positions of responsibility. When separated from them, he still kept in touch with their work. Paul never forgot that if souls were lost through unfaithfulness on his part, God would hold him accountable. Christ we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature, perfect, KJV, in Christ. For this I toil, striving with all the energy which he mightily inspires within me, RSV. This high attainment all can reach who put themselves under the control of the great teacher. The minister who shuts himself in with the Lord may be assured that he will receive that which will be to his hearers a savor of life unto life. Of his own work Paul has left us a picture in his letter to the Corinthian believers, as servants of God we commend ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, tumults, labors, watching, hunger, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown, and yet well known, as dying, and behold we live, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, RSV. There is nothing more precious in the sight of God than his ministers, who go forth into the waste places of the earth to sow the seeds of truth. He imparts his Spirit to them to turn souls from sin to righteousness. God is calling for men who are willing to leave their farms, their business, if need be their families, to become missionaries for him. And the call will be answered. In the past, men have left home and friends, even wife and children, to go among idolaters and savages, to proclaim the message of mercy. Many in the attempt have lost their lives, but others have been raised up to carry on the work. Thus the seed sown in sorrow has yielded a bountiful harvest. The knowledge of God has been widely extended. If Christ left the 99 that he might seek and save one lost sheep, can we do less? Is not a neglect to work as Christ worked, to sacrifice as he sacrificed, a betrayal of sacred trusts? The heart of the true minister is filled with an intense longing to save souls. Others must hear the truths that brought to his own soul such peace and joy. With his eyes fixed on the cross of Calvary, believing that the Savior will be with him until the end, he seeks to win souls to Jesus, and in heaven he is numbered among those who are called, and chosen, and faithful.